Glacier collapse buries a border crossing, leaving hundreds missing. The disaster at Jiayarong Port, the primary land crossing between Nepal and Tibet, unfolded in one of the most remote and inaccessible regions on Earth, a fact that has constrained both rescue efforts and global attention. A large and still growing number of people are listed as missing on the Chinese side of the border. Nepal's confirmed death toll has risen sharply and continues to climb. The Jiayarong Corridor is a commercial artery and tourism gateway where hundreds of truck drivers and traders cross daily, making the scale of the collapse, sufficient to bury an entire border crossing, an indicator of the sheer volume and velocity of debris involved. Geologically, the event fits an established and worsening pattern. The Himalayas are warming at roughly double the global average rate, and glaciers that have been stable for centuries are developing internal stress fractures. The mechanism at Jiayarong appears to be a glacial lake outburst flood, or GLOF event, in which meltwater accumulates inside or beneath a glacier until the ice dam fails catastrophically, releasing a wall of water and debris that can reach speeds of 60 to 70 kilometers per hour through mountain valleys with essentially no warning time. Nepal alone has more than 3,600 glacial lakes. A 2023 survey identified 47 as posing high outburst risk. The Koshi River flooded catastrophically in 2024, and the Chamoli disaster in 2021 killed more than 200 people in Uttarakhand. Jiayarong is a data point in a series, not an outlier. The 558 missing on the Chinese side almost certainly includes a large number of Nepali traders and drivers who were on the Chinese side of the crossing at the time of the collapse, meaning official casualty counts from each government may not fully capture the mixed nationality of victims. Families in Kathmandu and in Tibetan border towns face an information blackout compounded by both the physical inaccessibility of the site and the destruction of the communication infrastructure that went down with the crossing itself. The Jiayarong Corridor was rebuilt after the 2015 Nepal earthquake as part of China's broader belt and road connectivity goals, adding a diplomatic dimension to the humanitarian crisis as Beijing navigates outside assistance requests against its traditional operational sovereignty in Tibetan territory.